It is 47 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock and a smoky, hazy Monday morning. James and Julie with me on the show this morning.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are we doing today?
Good. Thought we might get rain this week.
We are.
Yay.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday, like an 80% chance.
Nice.
Okay. We'll see if that holds true. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a great weekend. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, great weekend.
Good.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Good. All right. Well, on the date book today, Wyoming history, the year was 1832. The stockade at Fort Bonneville, that's along the Green River in Sublette County, is completed on this date. 1942, Casper Fire Insurance Agent suggested bomb insurance for Natrona County School District property.
Whoa.
Wow.
1942.
Suggested bomb insurance. Okay. I guess that makes history.
Yeah, I know.
I was laughing the other day. I was talking to my daughter, Grace, and we were talking about how times have changed and, you know, there's security at schools. And I said, we used to hide under our desks in case there was a nuclear attack.
I know,
remember that?
Right? Yes,
everybody
I do.
Had the drill where you had to
drill.
Cover your head and get under your desk. That's going to help.
Would have saved you.
I know.
You're going out with the last little bit of hope you had.
Who thought of that drill and everybody fell for it?
Who thought it we'd be safe under our desk in a nuclear attack?
And you know, that was so comforting as a child.
Mm. Well, yes.
Okay, get under your desk and cover your head.
I think that was the purpose, Julie.
They're trying to give you a little bit of hope.
I'm being sarcastic.
I know.
That wasn't comforting at all.
It's like going out with, wow, this desk is really going to save me.
Yes, this desk is amazing.
Everybody get under your desk. Why?
Meanwhile, the other people are getting under about 8 foot worth of concrete in their bunker.
I know.
It's like we were all aware of what nuclear did. So,
yeah.
But you'll be okay under your
desk. You'll be okay under that desk. I know. They had to come up with something, right?
I guess.
Rather than, hey, just sit there and take it.
It was probably mainly because they didn't want people panicking.
Well,
if that were the case.
It just would have been a bright white light.
But you know, when you're a kid, you're thinking...
you go out a little bit easier if you're not panicking.
But when you're a kid, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to be safe under my desk, right?
No, I didn't think that. Did you think that?
I never even thought about it. I just...
Really? Oh, gosh, I did.
Yeah.
Just don't look at it and stand under the desk.
that quarter inch of plywood helped you out there.
Probably would have hurt you, actually.
The four metal legs will make an imaginary barrier that block you from the radiation.
Oh, man. Also on the date book today, August 8th, 1885, at dawn, 13 guns were fired at Fort McKinney. Of course, that's down by Buffalo. And throughout the day, every 30 minutes, the firing of a single gun takes place. And at sundown this evening, the firing of 38 guns as a national salute at every military post in observance of the burial of General Grant. The year was 1885. August 8th was the date. All right. Oh, hey, Jack Haley was born on this date in 1899. They're going, who's Jack Haley?
Yeah.
The Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
They probably told him the snow we're breathing in is very safe, too.
Yeah, right. The asbestos.
Pure asbestos.
Pure asbestos at The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
The snowflakes were pure asbestos. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody, get lung cancer?
Yeah. Oh. A lot of them died later on from complications with cancer.
Wow. That's, made great snow, though.
Yeah, it looks great. That's exactly what they were thinking.
Wow.
I know. Another one of those hide under your desk stories.
Yeah. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
You got all this metal on you. It's not going to get through to you.
I don't get to breathe this snow. It's fake. Roseanne Arquette is 67 today. Hmm. And Antonio Banderas, the Mask of Zorro, is 66.
Puss in Boots.
He's done a lot since then.
Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
Desperado.
Spy Kids.
Yeah. Spy Kids.
Dad and Spy Kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Your grandkids would love that show.
Oh, yeah.
Movie.
1846, the Smithsonian Institution was chartered by the U.S. Congress after $500,000 was given for such a purpose by scientist James Smithson. The interesting part, he was not a U.S. citizen at the time.
Mm. Wow.
I know, right? He wasn't even over here at the time.
Huh.
No. That's wild.
Where was he? Oh, I shouldn't have.
That's
a little bit more information than
James
I have.
Smithson was, I'm gonna,
James
Smithson?
James Smithson.
Take a large guess here. Maybe the United Kingdom. Sounds United Kingdom name.
1866, transatlantic cable is laid.
Wow, that's an amazing feat.
President Buchanan speaks with Queen Victoria on that date. All right. 1948, Alan Funt's Candid microphone, later titled Candid Camera, debuts on TV.
Cool. I remember that.
Yes, I know.
The original punked or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1999, a 32-year-old Egyptian man pronounced dead after drowning regained consciousness after spending 3 hours in the morgue refrigerator.
Oh.
Whoa.
Jeez. That just makes my skin crawl. Think about how tight quarters those are.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, thanks, Julie.
Yeah.
I know they didn't realize until
after. For those of you that are claustrophobic, sorry. Sorry to bring that up. Today is vlogging day. You know what vlogging is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Video
logging,
video bloggers,
I guess.
Video
blogs is what it is. Duran Duran Appreciation Day, 1980s pop rock band. Remember Duran Duran? Today's Be Lazy Day. Hey.
What? Sure. Really? On Monday? Yep. Okay.
All right.
Sure.
You said it, Bob.
I know. S'mores Day.
Sure.
What's your favorite way to make s'mores?
Is there multiple ways to make s'mores?
Yes, there are. Do you make it over a campfire, a microwave, or a barbecue?
No, they only use campfire, right? And people put stuff in the microwave
to
make s'mores?
Yeah, people do nuke them in a microwave. People do that.
They do?
No.
Yeah. I've never done it.
Just start a small fire in your house, anywhere.
I only have s'mores when I'm camping.
That's how I am, too. Or
exactly.
If there's a fire in the fireplace or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done
But that's
that.
It.
Okay.
Microwave, no way.
World Lion Day.
Love them. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, we're officially a third of the way through August.
Okay.
Preseason football games start.
Well, they've already started.
I know. Broncos are this Friday.
Yeah.
We'll have it for folks on Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm.
No winner in Powerball over the weekend.
Wow.
$905 million as we...
Jeez.
You could win tonight, though. You better break out your Zoltar numbers, Julie.
Yeah, they don't match the... Powerball number. You have to have so many different numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not a good Zoltar number thing?
No.
Okay.
Cowboy Draws and
get it from the fortune cookies.
Millions.
Oh, I'll win a million. That's okay.
Yeah.
Right? Or even a few $1,000.
Yeah.
Take that.
Hey, right?
Maybe a couple $100.
Yeah.
I'll do that too.
Maybe even $100. I don't know.
How about 20? Maybe you got 20 going for you?
We're going for 20 now. North Carolina mom stopped at a convenience store, grabbed her daughter a snack. Decided I'm going to pick up a lottery ticket, $200,000.
Nice. I'd take that too.
I know. It'd
be weird if anybody said, no, I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, world's ugliest dog contest this weekend coming up. Petaluma, California. World's ugliest dog contest last year. A hairless English French bulldog was the winner. Did you ever see that picture?
There's usually a Mexican hairless dog is what they're called.
Okay.
Chinese crested is their official name.
All right. Ew, that just sounds. Chinese crested.
Crest.
No, crested.
Oh, so they are crested.
they look crested, yeah. James.
They do look crusty. They have no hair except for on the top of their head and their tail and maybe their feet.
Crested, okay.
Like crest.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, hey. A diver, I know you like diving, Julie, found a bottle of Guinness from 1864 in a shipwreck off Dover, England. The underwater photographer surfaced with an intact bottle. It appears to be part of a case of 24 with the potential for more bottles. Scientists in Belgium are now exploring the possibility of recreating the beer from the bottle's DNA. It had been upside down. Likely preventing seawater from contaminating the contents.
I was wondering about that.
You probably can't drink it. It's probably gone bad?
No. A brewing historian added the air bubbles formed a seal. They think that beer is fully intact.
Hmm.
And you could drink it.
Wonder what depth that they found it
Gross.
At.
All right.
Usually if they find wine like that, you could, it's like, yeah, you can drink that. Because it's just, right? I think that's usually how it goes.
Cause, I don't know.
I mean, wine sits on the shelf for
if it's been
125 years anyways.
Rusted away, though, or something.
Yeah.
Depends on the wine, James.
Yeah, it depends on the wine. Well, if they were making it back, it was 1860s. I'm sure they were like, hey, this is all by hand anyways.
It's Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
Right. The first Boone's Farm bottle,
not a lot
right?
of preservatives.
They're crushing
you can put
the
in
grapes
those.
With those feet. Then how clean were they?
Right.
But go ahead and have a drink.
They still do that. I mean, I know, some places right? still do that.
Yeah, but it was the 18 something.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Yeah, right. Julie,
who knew how
I agree with you.
You guys go ahead and have that.
I don't know if I want to drink that.
Yeah.
All right, trivia today. The first time this was used, an email was September of 1982.
An email in 1982.
The first time this was used.
Reply.
The smiley face.
Emoji? Emoticon?
Emoticon.
Thank you. I was going to say, it couldn't be an emoji.
That was what it was called then, emoticon.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
I like that.
It was just a semicolon in the privacy.
Mm. Yeah. 3% of people do not have a middle name.
Hmm.
Interesting.
All right.
Didn't know that.
You got a middle name.
Yep. Eugene.
Eugene. Yep. Named after your granddad.
Granddad, yeah.
All right. Hmm. You are
Ellen.
Ellen. All right.
Named after her grandmother.
Mine's Brian, and I don't know why.
Huh.
It's a cool name.
It's just, I never.
That's how I do mine.
I never asked my parents where they came up with that name. My first name was named after my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, but I don't
Robert.
Know, I don't. Yeah, but I don't know where Brian came from.
It's a cool name.
All right.
You don't know though, huh? Maybe
no.
It was
I do not know.
Huh.
One of those things that you should ask your parents before they move on in the world, right?
So I do it. I name my middle name just a cool name, Julius.
Yeah.
Cool name.
Yeah, a lot of time. I mean,
Terry Julius Timberlake or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something to go on. The current species on Earth represent 1% of all life that ever lived.
Believe that? Yeah, that
the
makes
rest
sense.
Went extinct.
Wow.
Wow. Man, that's amazing.
That is.
1%.
All the
current
diversity
species
today?
On Earth. Current species, all species on Earth, 1% of all life that ever lived. Man.
I guess that includes plants.
All species.
Right?
All species. Current life. Drums. You're listening to Carol E. Sheridan. Coming up on 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way. James, Julie, have an awesome day. It is